For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. You know, we heard testimony tonight from the Christmas characters, those that were there. When these folks, they just played the part, but they shared with us from the record of God's Word what they experienced. We heard from the angel, who was that one that brought the message to the shepherds that the Christ child was born. We heard from a shepherd, who, when they received the message, came with haste and found the babe in a manger, just like the angel said that they would. We heard from a wise man, who represented those that read the Old Testament and knew the Messiah was about to be born, and so they looked for a sign that it was happening, and they saw a star, and they followed that star, and the star led them directly to not the little baby, but a little boy, and they provided the gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh so that Joseph and Mary and the little Jesus could escape those that were trying to kill him. We heard from the innkeeper, who, once he found out and heard the story of the shepherd, would have given Jesus his best room if it was empty. But it was crowded in Bethlehem as those that came to be taxed. We heard from Joseph and Mary as God used them in a very special way to deliver this gift to us. And then as we heard from the children whose faith should be an example to all of us. You see, sometimes when we grow up, we become like Mrs. Berry. We get skeptical, and we don't believe God really did what he said he was going to do in sending us a Savior. But when we hear from little children who haven't grown cold, who haven't grown skeptical, who still believe with simple childlike faith that this little baby born in Bethlehem was indeed the Savior, then it should be a reminder and an encouragement to all of us to have that same simple childlike faith and believe in that Savior. The Bible says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Tonight, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, that's simply and succinctly what you need to do tonight. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. You don't need to join a church, although joining the church is a good thing after you get saved. You don't need to get baptized, even though getting baptized after you get saved is a good thing. You don't, as a pre-qualification for getting saved, you don't have to clean up your life, even though cleaning up your life after you get saved is a good thing. But none of those things are required to know Jesus as your personal Savior. It's simply a matter of you believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he is the Son of God, that he did come and he was born a little baby. He grew up, lived a perfect life, not one sin, and then went to a cross and paid for every sin that we committed, every single one. Say, "Preacher, you don't know me. You don't know what my life has been like." And you may be right. I don't know what sins are in your life. I'll tell you tonight, it doesn't matter, because I know what kind of Savior we have. And we have a Savior whose love is big enough, whose payment for sin was big enough to take care of every sin that you've ever committed. Every one. Every single one. All of them. And so if you're here tonight, I hope you will do what the characters did in the play. They all made this statement. I believe. I believe. Would you do that tonight? Would you believe that Jesus is God's Son? Would you believe that He went to the cross and He paid for every one of your sins? The Bible says if you'll do that, He'll save you. He'll save you. The Bible says the wages of sin is death, and that's what we all deserve, to be separated from God. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as the characters in the play tonight reminded us, you know, the songs of Christmas are nice, and the holly is nice, and all the Christmas decorations and the Christmas flowers are nice, and the turkeys and the hams and all the other things we'll enjoy at Christmas are nice. But the main thing about Jesus, main thing is Jesus. And I hope and pray that you will not celebrate this Christmas without Him. He'll change your life, just like He changed Holly Berry's life. He can change yours if you'll give Him an opportunity. Let's pray together. Father, thank You for this message that You shared with us tonight. Message of a Savior, a message of a Messiah, a message that the lost world needs to hear. And I pray, Father, if there's those here tonight that don't know Jesus as their Savior, tonight they would be the night that they believe in Him. They would put aside every doubt, every bit of skepticism they have, and tonight they would trust. Yes, this little baby, but more than a little baby, they would trust One that went to the cross and died for their sin. Man, woman, boy, girl, Father, I pray that tonight they would make that decision to receive Jesus. Bless this time of invitation. Speak to our hearts. Help us to be obedient. For it's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to have an invitation.